This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Snow and low temperatures have dampened two large wildfires, but officials expect they will reignite with warm weather. Fire Chief David Wolf says they can't reach the fire because of the snow, so today they are regrouping and repairing equipment.
It seems like the snow is going to do some really good things for us in the light fuels, like the grass and the meadows. But up in the timber, we're concerned that the fire will be able to come back to life after a couple of days of warming, possibly as early as late this week.
Crews are ready to mobilize if conditions change. Cameron Peak Fire Incident Commander Paul DeMarico.
I mean, it may be quite a few days before we see any fire activity whatsoever. And that's great news for our firefighters on the ground.
The Cameron Peak Fire is more than 208,000 acres and 64% contained, while the 192,000-acre East Troublesome Fire is 15% contained. Authorities say eight El Paso County Sheriff's Office employees tested positive for coronavirus over the last 3 weeks, including two deputies at the courthouse. Overall, 19 employees and three inmates have tested positive for COVID. One deputy died from the virus. And some state-run coronavirus testing sites along the Front Range are closed today due to snow and road conditions. Sites in Boulder, Pueblo, Fremont, Adams, and Arapaho counties are closed. But private testing providers and sites run by local public health departments may still be open. This is CPR.